Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Somewhere around 1929, the hip pain began. George Morrison was 10, but far away from his family in his Chippewa Ojibwe community in Minnesota's Arrowhead near Grand Marais. Instead, he was in Hayward, Wisconsin, at the Hayward Indian School, where the sanitary conditions were atrocious and disease rife.
But tuberculosis still kills 23,000 people each year. Of these, half are
Morrison's left hip was killing him. So it was decided to send him back to Minnesota, first to a sanatorium and then to a children's hospital in St. Paul, where he was treated for tuberculosis of the bone. Already showing a talent for art, he spent his convalescence drawing. More surgeries followed, with more periods of convalescence, which the young boy used to hone his eye and his hand as he channeled pain and inactivity into a burst of creativity. Years later, the adult George Morrison, still limping on his hip, would be acclaimed as one of the great abstract artists of post-war America.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.